Our guest analyst this afternoon, Brian Strumman with Progressive Ag Marketing. And Brian, we saw the wheat market turn around after being lower overnight, pulled high enough to be the leader here today.
You know, you're right, Randy, and we saw a lower overnight trade, you know, and I think you look at India banning wheat exports, that news coming out over the weekend, but it sounds like they're going to honor those prior commitments, and that added some pressure overnight, but we certainly came back during the day session here and posted new contract highs in the Chicago, Kansas City, and the Minneapolis wheat contracts, slow planting progress for spring wheat, And you look at the winter wheat conditions dropping 2%, and the tight U.S. and world stocks continue to offer support.
Yeah. Soybeans was also higher. Corn was on the short end of the spreads, the way it looked.
It was, you know, and I think you look at the soybeans, they kind of continue to grind higher. The April crush numbers were lower than estimates, but they're still 1% higher than last year, and the planting progress was only 30%. I think the traders were expecting that to maybe be a little stronger. And the corn market today traded with red ink for most of the session, small losses with some light profit taking. And, you know, a pretty big jump in the planting progress there, up 27% from last week at 49% planted.
Well, that's the thing. We can put a crop in pretty fast if we get a chance to do it.
You know, you're right. With the equipment we have nowadays, a person can get quite a bit done in a few days. But the problem is getting that window to get the crop planted.
Yeah, for sure. How'd the livestock market react then?
You know, the cattle and feeder cattle struggled today. You look at the live cattle, the buying interest is thin there. You know, we had a light cash trade that came into play today, down $2 to $3 from last week. I think that added some weakness. And we also have a cattle on feed report Friday, so I think traders are just cautious ahead of that. Feeders trading down two contract lows today. Again, with the firm tone that we've seen in the corn market here as of late with new contract highs, and the cash market was down $3 to $5 to start the week. And the lean hogs having a pretty good day. Again, short covering in an oversold market and some follow-through with that and some light buying interest, certainly supportive. The cutouts were also stronger this morning.
Is that market still kind of range-bound yet? I know we kind of bounced off those lows. We were pressed so hard here. Now we're heading back up again.
Yeah, we're about $10 off the lows that we saw last week, and certainly has been range-bound. I think the sluggish exports and the high weights continue to limit the upside, but packer demand has been strong, and again, the cutouts continue to hold with some decent numbers. So demand has been good, and the lean hogs, again, are bouncing off those lows that we saw last week.
Anything else we need to be talking about or aware of here?
You know, I think, again, we're making some planting progress through the Corn Belt this week, some warmer temperatures down there. We'll continue to look at those numbers as we move forward and watch the weather and keep an eye on the demand side of the balance sheet.
Brian Strumman at Progressive Ag Marketing.